Tuesday is Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock's final day in office. He resigned amid accusations he misspent taxpayer money. We talked about the claims against Schock with the co-author of a book about Illinois' shady political history. And Schock is the latest in a long list of Illinois politicians accused of wrongdoing. Some of their stories are included in the book Corrupt Illinois by Dick Simpson and Thomas Gradle. Simpson says he was surprised Schock resigned only about a month and a half after reporters started looking into his spending.
Jesse Jackson Jr. Also resigned before the final trial. But others like Dan Rostenkowski waited until after the conviction to resign. And he actually lost the election, so it wasn't really even quite a resignation at that point. He was simply out. But usually they hold on for dear life, thinking that in a position of power they'll be better able to beat back the threat. In Aaron Schock's case, by resigning, he at least ends one investigation. That of the House Ethics Committee will no longer go forward.
With Schock's resignation, do we have a feel for where things go from here for him?
Well, retirement is the first part. He first got to beat the investigations that are still ongoing. There's a Federal Election Commission that's investigating him, and much more importantly, the FBI for the Justice Department is investigating. And some of his conflicts of interest look like they could be criminal, and so his next few months will be spent trying to avoid going to jail.
He does have millions of dollars still that he could use if he decided to run for office again. Has an Illinois politician ever been convicted, served jail time, and come back and to be elected?
There have been a number who've tried, and they've all failed. Most of them have been smaller people like aldermen who went off to federal prison for corruption, came back, ran again, in fact, were not successful.
Has anyone looked into whether Aaron Schock engaged in corrupt activities while he was in the state legislature or while he was on the Peoria School Board?
No one has done that research yet in any systematic way, and it's harder to get the records back that far. I think what everything will turn on are probably, in terms of his whether or not he'll be convicted, are two major areas. His misreporting of mileage, it's very hard to hide that, and that's simply a lie. And the second is the real estate deals with his campaign contributors, where he became wealthy by doing deals with people who were his campaign supporters. And this creates the kind of pay-to-play system that got Blagojevich convicted. It is the most likely one to end up with a criminal trial.
If he is convicted of this malfeasance, does he certainly face prison time, or could he still escape serving time?
No, if he were convicted of any of the crimes, he would serve prison time. The Blagojevich sentence and others make it clear that judges are not inclined to be lenient with politicians who are caught with public corruption, partly because they're trying to send a message that public corruption should no longer be tolerated in Illinois.
Dick Simpson is co-author of Corrupt Illinois. The book is published by University of Illinois Press. Simpson says the culture of corruption in Illinois dates back around 150 years. He recommends several steps to end it. They include requiring schools to teach civics, extending the period for early voting, and imposing term limits. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.